If you have your Bible and you want to look with us tonight, Isaiah chapter 41. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 41, I want to look at verse 10, just a few verses tonight. The Lord says in Isaiah 41 and 10, the Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." As I look tonight for just a little bit, I want to preach for a while, if God will be my help, on this thought. The one in charge. The one in charge. As we look at this tonight, and we can see in the book of Isaiah, and we realize that the goodness of God, praise God, it overcomes the weakness of men. The frailty and the fickleness of people is all over the place all the time. But I'm glad there's a God that's real, and He's solid, and He's steadfast. He's unmovable, praise God. And He's there to help us even in times of trouble. And He tells us here in the book of Isaiah, as He's bringing the people out, and He's speaking to them, He's talking to them about His greatness. He's talking about the help that He wants to give them. And He tells them not to be afraid. I want to say there's a lot today that we face. There's a lot that we'll face in the days ahead. But I want to say, children, we don't need to be afraid. We need to just put our faith and trust in the Lord. We need to do that more than ever before. Just ask the good God of heaven to help us. Just trust in Him that He will. Because we know that He wants to. He's there to make a difference in my life, and He's there to make a difference in your life. He's there to lift you up, praise God, when you need lifting up, and we get to a place that we can't lift ourselves up. He's promised that He'd carry us even, and I'm glad He will, praise God. You say, how do you know? Because I've had Him do it before. I believe you have too. I believe everybody in the sound of my voice tonight has had God just pick them up in them big old loving arms time to time, and just carried them from place to place, from a bad spot to a good spot, through troubles and strife, under that place of consoling of the heart. He'd console you, praise God, with His presence and His almighty power, praise God, to bring us up and to bring us out and put us in a different place, a better place, a place of rejoicing in the Lord. But He tells them here not to be afraid. He said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed." I believe God speak to our heart tonight. He'd say, don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dissuaded. He'd say, just put your faith and your trust in God. Put your faith and trust in me, and I will help you. He said, not only will I help you, praise God, He said, for I am thy God. He said, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. He said, I've got all the power that you need. Amen. When you feel weak, when you feel worthless, when you feel without power, I want to say there's a God of heaven that's there to empower you, to give you the strength, praise God, to carry on. There's one today, praise God, that's able to do that. And His name is God Almighty, and Jesus Christ our Savior. He said, I'll lift you up. He said, I'll uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. It's a right God with a right power that makes a difference. As we look at this tonight, and we can see, praise God, how look. Hey, I know all around the world tonight, people's crazy. It's just like the whole world's lost their mind. But the Bible said in the last days, it waxed worse and worse. And then the end, amen, listen, we ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. But he said, praise God, as his little old young'uns, he had not put on us more than we could bear. He said, but with it, he'd make a way of escape. And one day in a little while, I say one day in a little while, that almighty hand of God with a trump and a shout is going to call us out of here. He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. And we're going to go out of here to ever be with the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. What a time that'll be. We'll go out of here, praise God. There won't be no more pouting, but there'll be some shouting. You say, preacher, I've never been a shouter. I won't say one day in a little while, praise God, there'll be a shout come out of you. And praise God, you'll get the Kate Hippets, and you won't care. Every glory to God, we're to anyway. If God Almighty moves on your heart, or just jump up and shout and say, glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. Amen. Why people's going all to pieces, why people's fretting and worrying all over the world. Praise God. There's a God of heaven says everything's going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, why? Because he's the one in charge. I got to thinking today, there's been a lot of times that people thought they were in control. A lot of times people have thought they were in charge. Amen. You probably in your lifetime, you might have come yourself, maybe you do it now, you say, man, I'm in charge. I'm in control of this situation. And I don't say you ain't controlling nothing. Amen. There's a God of heaven that's in control of everything. Amen. We may think we're in control. We may think we're in charge, but praise God, I want to say there's a God that is. But I got to thinking about that. You know, even in the New Testament, we see God here in the Old Testament. He said, you know what? I'm the one in charge. He said, I've got this thing, praise God. He said, I've got you and I've got every situation. I know exactly what's going on. I know exactly what's needed. And I'm there to meet that need. I'm there to give you help. I'm there to give you strength. I'm there to empower you, praise God. What more could we want? But I remember the days I was thinking about over in Matthew chapter 2. The Bible said there was a king called Herod. And old King Herod, he thought he was king. He thought he was it. But I want to say, hey, he thought he was in charge. But I want to say there was one that was over him. There was one that was greater than him. And his name was God Jehovah. Praise God that was really in charge. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said that Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, okay, Herod the king, he thought he was large and in charge. Amen. If you'd ask him, he'd have said, I'm the boss. He'd have said, I'm the potentate. He said, I'm the one, praise God. But the Bible said that old King Herod, he was there in the days when Jesus would be born. And praise God, one day there was a star that appeared over him. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, old King Herod, he thought he was a king. But I want to say, praise God, there was a star that come on the scene. I praise God, when he thought that he was in charge, praise God, there was a, hey, glory. There was a star that overshadowed everything, praise God, he had in his kingdom. And that star was Jesus Christ. Praise God, he come to shine. Praise God, and outshine of all. Praise his holy name. That star began to shine, and it shined forth. Why? Because God put it there. Because God set it there. Because God wanted it there. I want to say, praise God, the one in charge on that night in Bethlehem. Praise God, when the star was a shining, was God Almighty. Amen. Old King Herod thought he was a potentate. But God said, I am. And I got to thinking about that Isaiah chapter 40. Right before where we was reading to your hearing tonight. The Bible says this. He told Isaiah in chapter 40 in verse 26. He said, lift up your eyes on high and behold, who hath created these things that bring out their hosts by number. And he's talking about the stars in the heavens. He said, He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, that not one faileth. Amen. Praise God. He said, God Almighty, I put them stars in the sky. Praise God. I won't say they was a nine over in Bethlehem. They hung a star up in the sky, and it's the brightest star ever shone, and it was the star of Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. What a star it was. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's got to be an error. There's got to be something wrong with that, because we see shooting stars all the time. I tell you what, I've seen them too. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. How do you know God ain't just taking one and moving it from here to yonder? He said, you've been here long enough. I want you over here for a little bit of while. Praise God, somebody might be needing a little bit of light over yonder. And God Almighty moved. And that old star, praise God, she shoots us across the sky to its next destination. Amen. Say, preacher, how do you know that? Because Jesus Christ did. There's a star that shone. Amen. Underneath that star, praise God, was the child, Jesus Christ. And Herod seen that star. Amen. He thought he was in charge. But praise God, they was one in charge. And it was God Almighty. There's a lot of people today in the world that think they're in charge. But I want to say, praise God, to their rude awakening, they're not in charge, praise God. There's a God of heaven that's in charge. Praise His holy name. He's the one that's in control of every situation. Praise His name. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Herod. He thought he was the man. And then the Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 7, he talks about Caesar Augustus. You remember that rascal? Caesar Augustus. In Luke chapter 2, verse 1, it said, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And now Caesar Augustus, amen, he thought he was large and in charge. He said, I'm in control of this place. I'm in control of the situation. And he put out a decree because they needed some money through taxation to pay for an allegiance with Syria. That's why it mentioned Cyrenius here, the governor of Syria. They needed a little bribe money, a little whatever you might want to call it. But praise God, I want to say he thought he was in control. He thought he had the situation. But I want to say there was a God in heaven who was one. He was the one that was in charge. He set this thing up. It wasn't by coincidence that old Joseph and Mary ended up over there in Bethlehem, Judea. Praise God. It was the Word of God that made that difference. And it was that taxing that He put forth that they'd have to come and pay. It brought them exactly where God would have them to be. He wasn't in control of it. God was. Amen. Praise God. I want to say they thought they were big men. They thought they had the power. But I want to say it was God Almighty that was moving them around on a board. That's like a chess player. I mean, they was just pawns for God Almighty. He was using them, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. And then we see old Pontius Pilate. You remember him? In Luke chapter number 3, he said that now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate became being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and of the regions of Trachonitis, and Licinius the tetrarch of Albany. And then don't forget these two rascals too, Ananus and Caiaphas, being the high priest. the Lord of God came unto John, and the son of Zacharias in the wilderness. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, old Pontius Pilate and his gang of rudy rascals, praise God, his crooked gang, they come up, and God mentions them here because he's going to use them. They thought they were setting up a kingdom. They thought they were setting themselves up in power. They said, we got this thing, praise God. We got it right where we want it. We're ruling with power and authority. But little did they know that they was one that would rule with power and authority, and his name was God Almighty. Praise God, the one in charge was not Pilate. The one in charge was not Herodias. The one in charge was not Philip. The one in charge was not Ananias or Caiaphas. But praise God, the one in charge. Amen. Listen, they had a government there set up. They had religion set up. But I want to say they was a God. That's God of government and a God of religious. Praise God. A religion, praise God. And he's the one, amen, that is in charge. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. God's in control. He's in charge of this whole situation. He knows what's going on. They have these crooked rascals sitting up trying to show that they're in control, that they know what's going on, but they're not in charge. Bible talks about John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. Verse number 3 of Luke 3. He said he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord and make his path straight. For every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought down, brought low, and a crooked shall be made straight, and a rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. I want to say it's not a salvation of Pilate, it's not a salvation of Herod, it's not a salvation of Ananias or Caiaphas. Praise God, it's a salvation of God. Amen. That's what comes down to people. That's what brings us out. That's what gives us encouragement. That's what lifts us up. That brings us out of the hole, praise God, of poverty. That's what brings us up, praise God, out of our woes, praise God, in this world. It begins to give us encouragement. That's where we get our hope. That's where we stand, praise God, firm upon the foundation. He said, praise God, I'm going to make a straight path. He said, preacher, who's going to do that? The one that's in charge. Amen. The one that's in charge, praise God. He's the one that makes the difference. He's the one that makes the path straight. It's the one that God has told them about. He's the one that God had promised them, praise God. He said, prepare a way of the Lord. He said, you got to make his path straight. You know, God likes, he likes straight paths. He likes the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Why? Because he's in charge. That's why it's his name's sake. Amen. We do those things for his glory. But make the crooked path straight. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because there's a time in my life, praise God, I was running on a crooked road. Amen. Hey, you ever noticed anything about a crooked road? You run on a crooked road long enough, praise God, it'll wear you out. Amen. Making the corners. It was a preaching over at Lonesome Gap, over on the other side of the mountain, over at Lonesome Mountain, going across that mountain. We'd go every Sunday morning, and we took my wife's little van, put a brand new set of tires on it, and Michelin radios, or lasted for 3 or 4 years, and we crossed that little old mountain, that little crooked road. I mean, like I think they followed a black snake around through there, praise God, to make that road. But by the time about 8-9 months is up, we went through a set of tires, we'd wore them slam out. Why? Because of those crooked roads. You take a straight road and a smooth road, praise God, and them tires will last for a whole lot longer time. They'll last for 2 or 3 years if you keep them rotated. And praise God. I won't say God Almighty. He's the one in charge of that straight path. He sets a straight and a narrow way, praise God, that leads, praise God, to the throne room of grace. It leads that place of repentance. It leads that place of hope that we can come before God Almighty. Praise God. And it's God Almighty. He's the one that's in charge of all that. Praise his holy name. Amen. He makes the rough way straight. Makes them smooth. He said, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. I'm glad he makes way. It's a whosoever will salvation. Because he's a whosoever will God. Why? Because he's the one in charge. Amen. It ain't none of these other rascals. It ain't nobody. It ain't no politician in this world. Amen. Praise God. It's God Almighty. It's in charge. And we just have to learn, praise God, just to follow Him, follow after Him, trust in Him. Praise God. Realize that Brother Kevin, he knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we need. Praise God. He's got it all. If we'll just side up with Him and walk with Him and talk and communicate with Him, let's let Him know what we need. He already knows before we ask. And our Heavenly Father, praise God, He's willing and able, praise God, to give unto us from the throne of grace. And we just sit back and take it all in and shout and praise and give Him glory. Amen. We need Him, young, as more than we ever have. We need Him right now. Amen. Some of us are getting older in the years. I realize more right now. I need Him more now, but praise God, than I ever have in my life. Amen. I realize I can't do without Him, and I ain't going to. Amen. Praise God. It'd been easy to call tonight. It'd been easy to do that one call and say, well, it's cold this evening. It's cold this evening. Let's just stay at home and sit by the fire. That thing felt awful good. Amen. It was warm. It was toasty. Amen. Could have ate my supper and got me an Oreo cookie, praise God, kicked back by that fire. Just took it in. Praise God, I want to say there's something down in my soul. Praise God, it needed to get out. I told a feller today, I feel like old Jeremiah. There's a fire in my bones, and I just got to tell somebody just about every day that God Almighty loves you. He cares for you. Praise God, He's there to help you. Amen. He's the one that's in charge tonight. If you'll just let Him be the Lord of your life, He'll take your life, praise God, and He'll lead you in a path, praise God, that'll bring you victory and hope and joy and peace that passes understanding. Praise God. We realize, praise God, as we look more and more at our lives and we realize the frailty in which we live, the frailty of the life in which we have. Amen. But praise God, I get to thinking about that, and I think about old David. He is over there, and he had had about every obstacle that you could face. Amen. He had been, old Saul had tried to kill him, tried to pin him to the wall, tried to do everything that he could to discourage him. But praise God, old David looked back on his life, and I just can't get away from it. Psalms 37, 20 to 25, praise God, old David gets to telling us, he says, I have been young, and now I'm old. He said, hey, listen, I've been young like a lot of people in the world today, like these little youngins today. Amen. David said, I've been young like you. He said, but now I'm old. He said, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. And you know what David's saying right there? He said, praise God. He said, I've kept my eyes on God Almighty. I've been watching all my whole life. I watched when I was young, and God was sufficient to meet the need. I watched in my middle age years. Praise God, God brought me out unscathed. Praise God, He was good to me. He fed me, and He kept me, and He kept me, praise God, according to His perfect promise. And he said, now that I'm getting older, he said, I ain't able to do what I used to do, glory, somebody ought to jump out and take a laugh. Praise God. He said, but He's still with me. He's still providing for me. He's doing for me, praise God, that I can't do for myself. Praise His holy name. He's still God, praise the Lord. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying He's still in charge. Amen. David was saying He's still in charge. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. He said, I've looked, and I've not seen it. In my young days, in my middle-aged days, or in these latter years, he said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his, now notice this, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. You know how you get the help from God? Because you're His. Because He loves you. He's your Heavenly Father, praise God. He's there to take care of you, and He'll not forsake you. Amen. Praise His holy name. David, go on in verse 39. I read this to you just a few weeks ago, but I just can't get away from it. Verse 39, he said, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Did you hear what I said? What he said? The Lord says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He said, the Lord's the one that offers salvation. Amen. Why? Because He's the one in charge of salvation. Amen. It's not the Pope. Amen. It's not anybody else. It's not the Methodist preacher or the Baptist preacher. Praise God. It's God Almighty that's in charge, praise God, of salvation. Bless His holy name. Said He is, now watch this, their strength in the time of trouble. Amen. Praise God when you get in trouble. Amen. I don't know about you. Sometimes I get in trouble. Amen. We get in trouble. Praise God. We get in trouble with the Lord. Sometimes we're just a little bit disobedient. Sometimes we're just not not listening well. Hello? Amen. But He is our strength, their strength. And He said that word there means it's the ones that's saved in righteousness in the Lord. He said He's their strength in the time of trouble. Listen, folks, we're gonna need the Lord more than we ever have. We're living in the days of beginning of sorrows. I've told you that before, and I'll tell you again. Amen. The things that we're seeing now, the turmoil in this world and the sickness and the disease and the violence, amen, is beginning of sorrows. And we need the Lord, praise God. We need the Lord. I need the Lord. You need the Lord right now more than you ever have. And we have to be able to say within our hearts with confidence today, praise God, that my God is in charge of everything. Amen. Praise God. He's able to minister to our hearts and to our souls. Praise His holy name. The psalmist would go in only in verse 40. He would say this, "And the Lord shall help them." Amen. Who them that's trusted in the righteousness of God, those that's been called into salvation of the Lord, those that's got strength from the hand of God in the time of trouble, praise the Lord. He said, God Almighty, the Lord, amen. Praise God, He shall help them. He shall. Not He might. He could, but said He shall help them. He said, not only will He help them, but He said He'll deliver them. Amen? Said He'll bring them out of it. Praise God. I've told you the story of my grandpa. He sat up under that old oak tree, prayed with tears in his eyes and life at the same time. And he said, praise God, didn't even know there was a depression, praise God, because God Almighty was with them. Why? Because during the depression, he said, God Almighty was in charge of their lives. Amen. Praise God. He was there. He provided for them. They didn't even know there was a depression. He was just country folk, plain folk. Amen. Folks like us, we'll make it through, young'uns, praise God. We just have to keep looking from on high. The place from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. We have, praise God, the power. We have the one that's in charge. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be able to charge hell with a squirt gun. Amen. Praise His holy name. So He'll deliver us, deliver them. He said, He shall deliver them from the wicked. Amen. Wickedness all around us. I tell you, I ain't ever seen such a mess. People running around in these cities with the most hideous looking masks and things on you ever did see. Now, I've always wondered why people that are doing honest stuff need to wear a mask. Huh? You say, well, preachers caused the COVID. They done it way before the COVID. They just wickedness. But He said, He shall overcome those that trust God, praise God, they will overcome the wicked. Amen, praise God. He'll bring us out of wickedness because He puts us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. He said, He'll save them. Amen. Save them, praise God. The one in charge. He'll save us. He'll bring us out. You know, preacher, why would He do that? That's the psalmist tells us in the last part of verse 40. He says, because they trust in Him. Who, preacher? The one in charge. When we put our faith and trust in one in charge, praise God, it makes all the difference. Amen. Hey, there's a whole lot of people in the world that's come through this place, in the Old Testament, New Testament, that thought they were in charge. They said, look at me, I have the power. But I want to say there's one that has the power. And He's God Almighty. He's the one that has the power. He is the one that's in charge, praise God. He's larger than all the rest. He has the power. He says in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 12, He said, thou shalt seek them. He's talking about the wicked and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. But watch verse 13. Says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. He said, hey, you ain't much, but praise God, you're mine. And ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord. You know, we could put our name right there. He said, I will help thee. He said, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. We can say, "Ye men of Stony Fork, ye men of ye ladies of Stony Fork, I will help thee." Why? Because I am the one in charge, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Amen. He said, "I've got all the help you need, all that you'll ever have to have in Jesus Christ your Savior, because God Almighty, this church, hey, there's nobody in charge but Him." Amen. Hey, all these other folks is claiming they've got the power. Amen. They're just pawns on God's chessboard. He's moving them around. He's placed them where He wants them to be. And praise God. I'm just going to sit back and just praise God and lift up my voice to Him. I was listening to some of those shenanigans today. I'll just be honest. I was listening to some of them things today, and I was getting upset down my soul. Amen. At the shenanigans that's going on in this world. And I just reached over and cut it off. I said, "God, I don't need none of that because I've got You. I know what's going to happen. One day in a little while, praise God, you're going to call me out of here, and I'm going to go home to be with You. Praise God, I'm just a passing through here, Lord." I said, "Lord, just help me pass through and bring glory to Your name. Because, God, You are the one, the absolute power and authority. You're the one that's in charge." Amen. God Almighty is the one with all the power. He's the head and high potentate over every situation. Praise His holy name.